Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting by telephone from many locations. The time is 8:41 p.m. in New York, and I'm Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board. Normally, at this time, I would be asking Lydia Brazan, who is currently Vice Chair of the Board, to take over, but Lydia will be presenting some issues in this open session. So I'm going to chair this. This is, of course, my very last opportunity to chair this board. That position.
I'm not here. Wait.
You can't hear me?
Can you hear me?
You can't hear me, Janet? Is that
no.
What you're saying? I'm sorry.
I can hear you fine. There's some echo because folks need to mute.
Okay. So, first of all, everybody mute. If you're not talking, mute. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And don't push any buttons because it makes squeaky noises. All right. Thank you very much. I will ask, I'm going to chair this portion of the meeting, and I will ask the Secretary, Janet Coburn, to take the role, please.
Okay, Alan, KPFT. Alan, KPFT. Unmute, please, when your name is called.
It's present. I'm sorry. I had muted.
Before your name is called, thank you. Alan, present. Anguessa, KPFK. Burton, WBAI, will not be able to make the meeting. Brazan, KPFK. Brazan. Jim Brown.
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Brazan, present.
We can hear you,
thank
Lydia.
You. Okay, I can never tell why I'm muted. Thank you.
Okay. Jim Brown. Somebody speak for Jim Brown?
Jim chaired today.
Steve Brown.
He requested an excused absence.
Cass Nave, KPFT. Cass Nave, present. Coleman, WBAI.
Present.
Coleman, present. Diaz, WBAI.
Present.
Diaz, present. Edwards, Tiekert, KPFA.
Brian, here.
Edwards, Tiekert, present. Fuentes, KPFA. Coburn, KPFA, present. Lane Ewart, KPFA affiliate. Mark, KPFT.
Mark is present.
Mark, present. Medina, KPFK. She probably will not be able to make this meeting. Norman, WTFW.
And she requests.
And she requests excused absence if she couldn't make it. Norman, WTFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WBQR affiliate.
In transit.
We also requested a possible excuse.
Okay. Writer, KPFP.
Yes.
Writer, present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Roberts, present. Tucker, WPFW.
Here.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Wilkinson, present. We have quorum, Chair.
Thank you. All right. First, I would like to identify the timekeepers. One to keep track of speakers who will be allowed 90 seconds, and one for the agenda items. Do I have volunteers for either or both of those positions? So,
this is Brian. I can track agenda items.
Okay. And can someone keep track of the speakers, 90 seconds each? Do I have a volunteer for that? Come on, someone. Speak right up. Oh, please.
What is the job?
It's to, when someone starts speaking, to push a button on your watch, if you have that kind of watch that says they get to speak for 90 seconds, and when they've spoken for 90 seconds, you tell them that.
I can do it.
Thank you, Adriana. Thank you very much. All right.
And, Madam Chair, may I just mention Raul Salvador, I believe, is present?
Yes.
Present.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you. And now I'm ready to entertain a motion concerning excused absences. Anyone want to make
Brian moves to excuse all absences.
Is there a second?
Second, George.
Thank you. Is there any...
Who does that include, please?
All the people who weren't here.
I can list... I can read them. Would you like...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. Rodrigo Argueta, Jim Brown, Steve Brown, Jose Luis Fuentes, Janice Lane Newart, Brenda Medina, Robert Rabin. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. It's been...
And Burden.
And Burden. It's...
Right.
And
sorry.
So it's been moved and seconded to excuse all those who are absent. Is there any discussion?
And Kaufman.
Is there any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, are there any objections to this motion? Very good. Acclamation. Thank you.
Marjorie.
What? Yes?
I don't have an objection. I just have a thing. But if that's going to cause a vote, then forget it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now we're on the matter of agenda approval. Is there someone who wants to move that we approve the agenda?
Serene.
Move that we approve
I move
the agenda.
I move that we approve the draft agenda.
Alan has a...
Okay, hold on. Is there a second? Do I have a second to Serene?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, very good.
Margie, can you speak up a little bit?
I don't know what's wrong with my phone. This is as loud, This is as loud as I can get. All right.
And Coburn, may I clarify something about the agenda, the draft agenda?
Hold on. Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the draft agenda. We will take any motions to change the agenda. But first, Janet wants to say something about the agenda. Go ahead, Janet.
Right. I had sent out a draft agenda a couple of days ago, yesterday, I can't remember. And then it was updated, this is an updated agenda.
Right. And people should note that it was the updated agenda that was mailed out this afternoon, just so we're all working on the same agenda. Updated agenda sent to the PMB by Janet at 3:24 p.m. West Coast time. So that's like 6:24 in New York. I hate that.
Privilege? Brian?
I'm sorry. Yes, Brian. Yes.
Can you please ask everyone to mute?
Please, everyone, don't get online until I call on you. I believe I heard Teresa Allen and
Lydia
and
Whitewater.
Yes,
Ms. Allen spoke before amendments were on the floor because the motion to approve had not been seconded. I believe I was the first person to ask for the staff once we had a second.
Okay, all right. So I will call on Serene, Teresa, and Lydia. Is there anyone else who's going to want to make an amendment to the agenda? Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, we have an SBA motion from the WBAI LSB that has been on the agenda for a couple of years with regard to the sidelines, and I would move that it be added to the agenda immediately following committee report.
Can't hear you, please. Can you repeat? Serene, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Is everyone having trouble hearing me?
It doesn't matter. I can't hear you.
There's no need to be unpleasant.
Please raise your voice.
Well, Janet, you can just hang on, okay? Please.
This is about my radio station, Margie. I'd like to hear the motion that Serene is making about it.
I didn't recognize you. Please don't.
I'm sorry, but I would like her to raise her voice. I had a simple
Serene
point
has
of personal
Please
privilege.
Stop, Janet.
point of personal privilege?
Stop. Serene will speak as loudly as she can. You will listen carefully. We will be fine. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, thanks. My question remains that if everyone can't hear me, because your voice, Janet's voice, is coming through really loudly, so I'm wondering if it's a problem with her phone.
I didn't hear what the substance of the motion was.
Because Serene's trying to say it. She hasn't had the opportunity.
Because my phone is like an inch away from my mouth, and it's pretty loud. I'm speaking pretty loudly. At any rate, this is a motion with regard to the subcarrier bands, the side bands on the antenna. And it's a motion that was brought from the LSB in, I think it was September, October of 2013. There's been many attempts to get it on the agenda, and I would ask that it be placed on the agenda tonight, immediately following committee report.
Jose Luis is joining.
Hola.
All right. The secretary, please note, Jose Luis Fuentes has joined the call. So, Serene, tell me again where you want it. On the agenda, immediately after committee reports, is that right?
Right. So it would be...
Before new business, between committee reports.
Correct. Between 5 and the office.
And the time, how much time?
15 minutes.
Okay, 15 minutes. All right. So Serene has moved that the... I forget what those things are called. Anyway, that the motion from WBAI... be moved to, I'll call it item 5C. Become item 5C with 15 minutes. Is there a second?
It's from a committee, which is an LSB. Why would it need a second?
Oh, it doesn't need a second. Okay, fine. Thank you. All right. Is there any discussion on this motion? We have two speakers for and two against.
I have a question. Alan has a question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
What is the substance of the motion approximately so I can determine if it should have gone through one of the committees of the PNB?
It's on page... Wait a minute. I'll tell you where it is.
Oh, okay.
In your agenda...
It's not on the... on the agenda that the secretary sent out.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No, I bring it up at virtually every meeting.
It was dealt with at the last meeting.
It wasn't.
I mean, that is, it was on the agenda for the last meeting, but we never got to it. Serene, why don't you just state the motion quickly?
Brian, it's not a short motion, Margie. Serene, are you able to send it out?
If someone has a decent copy, because my email is not cooperating, it would be good.
Okay. I think I can find it.
I can send it, but the format has changed so much. The format is scrambled. It's going to be hard for people to read the chart. But I'll send the the language. It is too long to read.
But the
okay, fine.
Okay.
Do you insist on hearing it? I mean, basically it says that rent is collected for the sidebands of each station's, or at least of BAI's antenna, and those rents should be credited to the station's central services cost as opposed to going to a national.
Okay. All right. So that's the substance of the motion. Serene's motion here is to move this item to number 5C on our agenda. Is there any discussion about that? The question is, should it be moved?
A point of information?
Yes, Janet.
I just want to make clear, while this is a motion that did originate at the WBAI-LSB, this would is a rather sweeping motion that would change the billing and funding of the subcarriers of all the stations,
Janet,
if I'm right.
Janet, I think that's argument.
No, I don't mean it to be argument at all. I actually mean, is this what is established that we're trying to have, rather than having national, have all subcarrier fees attached to national, we're going to let the individual stations who have subcarriers take the fees. Is that correct? Yes, everywhere, all through the network.
That's a great question for when we get to the motion.
But
thank you.
The question before us now is simply whether or not this should be moved up on the agenda.
Gotcha.
Okay, all right. So,
point of information, George?
Go ahead, George.
How much time is being requested for this, and where exactly is it being? Is it after the committees or before committees?
After committees, at the end of committee reports.
Okay.
Item 5C on your written agenda. And the time, I forget, Serene's done the time. I think
this
it's 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah,
15. This is Janet Kay. May I clarify something?
Sure.
That I understand. So this is an LSB motion, is that correct? This came out of the LSB?
Yes.
Yes.
So the LSB is a committee, it's a standing committee
right.
of the PND, so it should be added to the committee.
It is being added
under
the committee report.
Okay, so it's item C under 5.
Item 5C. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Does someone want to speak against this motion? Otherwise, I'm gonna move to a vote. All right. Seeing no one speaking, the motion is to move it to 5C on our agenda tonight. Is there any objection to that motion? All right. Hearing none, so ordered. Okay. Are there any? Oh, Teresa, you wanted to make an amendment to the agenda.
I had a question. I noticed there are only 14 people on the call, and to get any bylaws amendments passed, we need at least a majority of the PNB, right? And that's not the majority of the people at the meeting, it's the majority of the actual PNB. My question was, if we feel that this is could not be given a fair opportunity to pass at this meeting, can we postpone the approval of bylaws amendments to the face-to-face meeting, yes or no?
We can postpone anything anytime we choose to do it. The fact of the matter is that a majority of the PNB is, I believe at this point, 11 people. So we clearly have a sufficient number of people on the call tonight to take this action. But a motion to postpone is in order at any time.
Okay. I just wonder. Thank you.
So now we're going to, Lydia, you had something on changing.
I have three things. One is to extend the time for the bylaws amendments to 30 minutes. I also have a question. How many people are on the call?
Well, I think there were 14, and then Jose Luis joined us, so that makes 15.
Okay. Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay.
So that's one.
Let's do them one at a time.
No, I'm sorry. There are 14 people.
Oh. Okay.
And one of them is the CFO.
No.
No.
The CFO
okay.
is a 15th.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So, Lydia, just make your motions one at a time. Don't give us a whole bunch. So, what? Your first motion is to extend the time on the bylaws amendments from
from 20 to 30 for both.
20 to 30. So 15 each, essentially, right? Okay.
Right.
All right. Is there a second for that motion?
Second, George.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion? All right. Hearing none, that's what we will do. Okay. So the bylaws amendment goes to 30 minutes. All right. Any other changes?
Yes. I said I had three.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Of course you did.
Okay. That's right. Okay, so my second motion is about tasking the Personnel Committee with a CFO search. And so I ask that be immediately following the bylaws amendments. So if the bylaws if I may, if the bylaws amendments are not postponed to the in-person meeting, which I'm contemplating that, it would either become the new 4 or it would become the new 5. And for five minutes. And also, you want me to stop?
Yeah, I want you to stop.
I have another one.
I'm sorry, this is Janet. On the agenda under new business, item 6, under new business A, is that
okay,
motion. So you want
motion.
you want to move that motion, is that correct?
That's correct.
And
so I want to move that to precede the committee report.
Okay, so for C, essentially.
Well, whatever. We may end up renumbering, but...
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's my motion, is to precede the committee report.
Okay. Okay. Is there a second?
George, I'll second.
Okay. Lots of seconds. Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to...
Well, Janet, I'd like to just... can I speak to it?
Yes, go ahead.
I mean, it's more... processing, but it wouldn't be before the committees. It would be the first item on the committee report. Is that it would be?
No. Oh, but no, it's not a report from a committee.
She's flipping it in there.
All right.
We're not going to.
Whatever you want to call it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? There's so much noise. Okay. Everybody mute. Hearing no objections, that item will happen. And this is the personnel committee.
I'm okay. Sorry, was there a second of that amendment?
George.
Yes, George, second. Okay, well, see, a lot of people think. Okay. All right, any further
privilege, Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
Can you please ask everyone to mute, and can you hold your phone closer to your mouth?
I have a headset, so it's hard for me to hold my phone closer to my mouth. But I'm happy to ask everybody to mute. Will you all mute, please?
Okay. Are you ready for my third one?
I think so.
Okay.
Let me just ask people if you can hear me better now, which is, like, crazy.
Yes.
To hold my mouth. All right. Go ahead, Lydia.
So then the next motion, also time sensitive, is a motion to notice detailing the flight reservation criteria for the in-person meeting, and that should follow the motion I just made. So again, just following the one about the personnel committee and preceding the committee report.
Okay. All right. Is there a second for this motion?
Point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Janet. What's your
question? Well, anyway, so I had added it as item as under committee reports, under coordinating committee B. So it's not a report. You're not. Isn't it a report?
In other words, Janet, you're saying that it's already on the agenda, but as part of the coordinating committee report. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So then, if I may.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I would like to move the coordinating committee report to be the new A under number 5.
Okay. Okay, in front of the
Because
election.
Because in fact the details were discussed on the committee report, and but I haven't put it into a motion. Thank you.
That's okay. All right.
Serene for the stack.
Let me ask.
Robert Mark for the stack.
Hold on a second. Let me ask if there's a second for this motion.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you did before. Okay, thank you. Travel. Okay, so I have Denise and Robert Mark, and I want to remind people that we're discussing the agenda, which means that we have two speakers for and two speakers against each amendment.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, what? Janet.
Could everybody mute who is not talking? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Serene?
Serene. Okay, thanks. I see committee reports are set for 20 minutes. There are two motions coming out of elections which require, I would think, at least 25 minutes. And the coordinating committee report, which is going to be followed, you know, it's fairly brief. It's like, you know, when you have to book and whatever the case is. I assume that's for 10 minutes, so I would want to amend that section to 35.
All right, committee.
Point of order, Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet. What is?
Aren't we talking about the Lydia's motion?
Yes.
To
you have to hold on to your motion, Serene, because we're talking about Lydia's motion.
I'm sorry. There's no specific time designated for either of those committee reports. It currently says 20 minutes, and it covers two motions coming out of elections and the report coming out of coordinating. I am speaking to that issue.
So
I'm asking that coordinating be given 10, because I don't think it requires more than that. I was on the meeting. And that 25 be allotted for the election committee.
And item
C already has its own time of 15 minutes.
Okay. I'm sorry to be confused. I think we're discussing Lydia's motion to move the coordinating committee report to item A on in this section. If we can do that, then I think we can talk about amending the time. Is that all right? Let me just see.
Well, I don't see why it's not considered the same item. The coordinating committee report currently has no specific time allotted. I'm asking that it be allotted 10 minutes.
Okay.
Whether or not the, you know, switch the order.
Okay.
And that will change the rest of that item.
Okay. All right. So we're voting on two things at the same time. We are voting to move B to A, and we are voting to add 10 minutes to the time allotted for committee reports. Is there any objection to that motion?
Yes, I was on the stack.
Oh, I apologize, Robert. Go ahead.
Yeah, I sent out a motion not anticipating that Serene was going to, or Lydia was going to make the motion that we take this matter up immediately following the setting of the agenda before we take on things that might be more contentious. So I would move that as an amendment to the motion that's on the floor, that we take it up immediately following agenda approval. And I had said 5 minutes because I didn't think it would take very long, but I could change that orally to 10 minutes because that's what Lydia asked for.
Okay. Okay. So now we're discussing the amendment. Are there any objections to the amendment which would move
Janet Kay, I second Robert's motion.
Thank you very much. Okay. Ready to vote on, or not vote if everybody agrees, that we can move the coordinating committee report to immediately after agenda approval.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. The reason I oppose it is because the motion's not ready. I'm digging out the old motions. It has in the past, because the flight information has required motions, and they end up being really important because it's the guidelines for what people can book for and what they can't and so forth. And I'm looking at Richard Uzel's previous motion and blah, blah. It'll take me a few minutes, and so I may not be ready right after the agenda. So I was hoping that we could do it later. If we start running out of time, I will definitely move to bump it up. But,
okay.
Madam Chair, no objection. I'll withdraw my amendment.
Thank you. I'm doing it now, so.
Thank you, Robert.
Information.
And Serene for the staff.
Okay, hold on a minute, Serene. What is your point of information, Adriana? Is someone who's? What's our time on this agenda item? Excuse me.
That's what I was asking. Don't we have a certain time for agenda?
Yeah. 30 minutes. Where are we on that? Brian was supposed to keep track.
I believe we have 5 minutes remaining.
Thank you. Okay, Serene.
Okay. I'm concerned about the election committee reports because this is a time-sensitive matter. The announcement should be going out shortly. We still have to have the discussion as to whether, and the board has to take a vote on whether or not it wants to fill all 24 seats in one shot, or whether we're going for half the seats. That decision cannot be put off until June, because in fact we're supposed to be in the process in June. So I actually would ask that we skip the 30 minutes on bylaw amendments. I content aside, there are other concerns about the bylaws, these two proposals, and the timing of the proposals, something that I raised, I believe, to the full board when there was first discussion about the schedule and the calendar, because I believe we made some errors in that. So I don't think it's a good use of our time to pursue these two particular amendments at this point. And I certainly don't see that we have time to do that tonight. I think the election stuff is more important. That has to be done.
I'm sorry, Serena.
Janet Kay, point of information.
I don't understand what your motion is. Hang on a second, Janet.
I am moving to eliminate what is currently listed as Roman numeral 4, the vote on the bylaws, which has been, for which I believe there's a motion. I don't know if we voted on it yet, to extend that section from 20 minutes to 30 minutes.
Yes.
I think that time can be better used by
that.
Dealing. Sorry?
No one objected to that. It passed without objection.
Okay. I think the time would be better used dealing with the elections.
Janet Kay, point of order, point of information.
Doreen, are you making a motion? I'm confused.
Yes.
What is your motion?
My motion is
Janet, point
hold
of
on,
order.
Janet, hold on a second. I just want to hear Serene's motion. Go ahead.
To strike Roman numeral 4.
Take it off the agenda.
To take it off the agenda.
Okay. I'm not sure how that works. Does somebody...
Janet Kay, point of order, point of information.
Go ahead, Janet Kay.
Well, we have two motions already, amendments, I'm sorry, and this would be a third one. We have not settled the Lydia's original amendment and Serene's added amendment to for the times on the committee reports, and now this is another amendment on something else. But my point of information has to do with the bylaws, the proposed bylaws item. This meeting was, the purpose of this meeting was to address those bylaws. It was a special meeting for that. And so that's one thing. Another thing is the bylaws specify when, or something to do with it, when the PNB votes on proposed bylaws amendments. And George, can you address that? Can we postpone this? And if so, for how long?
George, I think, is probably on mute because he follows the chair's instructions. George? We can't hear you.
Can you hear me? This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
I would like to say I know that the LSBs have 60 days after the PNB votes on it to get their votes done, but I don't know. Is that true?
Yes.
But I don't know about the situation involving the PNB postponing. I have not checked the bylaws on that.
Brian here.
Go ahead, Brian.
The bylaws, I'm reading the section now, the bylaws require 45 days notice before the board, the national board, votes on the bylaws, but they don't prohibit longer than 45 days notice.
So the answer to Teresa's question is essentially we could postpone it, right?
Let's see. All we have to notice is the existence of the amendments and the upcoming vote. It doesn't require us to notice the date of the vote.
Okay. All right.
You might make an argument that if we postpone them, we'd have to postpone them for another 45 days. But the bylaws don't specify notice of the date.
Janet,
this is Lydia.
George, I'd be heard. I have a point of order.
Go ahead, George.
Unless I'm mistaken, we haven't voted on the amendment to move Lydia's motion up, the coordinating committee motion with regard to travel up, or Serene's motion to amend it. This whole discussion about the bylaws is out of order until we've done that.
Okay, I agree with you.
And we are also out of time on agenda approval.
We're out of time on agenda approval. Okay. So the
just
motion,
Alan, could I move to extend another 10 minutes?
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Hold on a second. Alan has voted. Has moved to extend for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Okay. Well, I might. I want to hear. Know if you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you, Lydia.
Thank you.
Is there a second to the motion to extend for 10 minutes?
This is Lydia. I'd like to substitute that for 5 minutes.
All right. First, we'll deal with the substitute motion.
Not a substitute because Teresa's motion was not seconded.
Teresa's motion was not
okay,
seconded.
Okay, I'll second Teresa's motion and substitute it for 5.
Could Alan speak?
Go ahead.
You know,
a motion to extend is not debatable. It's not debatable.
Thank you. So there's a motion to extend on the floor. The motion that I heard was for 10 minutes, and I'm going to ask if there is any
objection.
Is there any objection to
this
extend?
Is Brian. I object.
Okay. All right. So I ask the secretary to take a vote. Go ahead. We're voting.
I thought Lydia made a substitute motion for 5 minutes.
It doesn't.
And I didn't hear a second on that one.
Alan will second.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, pardon me. My bad language going out over the airwaves. There is a motion on the floor which has been seconded to extend this item on the agenda for 5 minutes. Is there
substitute.
Any that's the substitute which we take up first before the main motion.
Right.
I'm asking people not to speak until they've been recognized, and I want everybody to mute themselves. All right, so is there any objection to the substitute motion to extend this agenda item for 5 minutes? Hearing no objections.
Yes, I object. This is George.
Okay.
Brian had already objected, but
I apologize. Yes, okay. So the secretary will take the roll, please. And this extension requires a two-thirds vote. Am I correct on that? Extended
correct.
Time? Thank you. All right. Please.
Alan has a point of order.
What is your point of order?
I'm just saying you keep referring to it as a substitute, but it's not. Because if I didn't get the second, this is not a substitute. This is a motion. Thank you.
My second is yours.
Okay. Whatever
point of order.
Whatever it is, we're voting on it. Yes, Robert, what is your point of order?
We have not set an agenda yet, so we aren't suspending any rules to make this motion. It does not require a two-thirds vote.
Thank you. Okay.
We have a special rule of order that we approved by a two-thirds vote with prior notice last year that limits agenda discussion to half an hour.
And in order to extend that requirement,
we need two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
All right. We're ready. Let's go. Secretary, please take the roll.
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Greta, KPFK. Burden. Razan, KPFK.
Yes.
Razan votes yes. Jim Brown, WPFW, probably not here. Steve Brown. Cass Nave, KPFT.
Yes.
Cass Nave votes yes. Coleman,
yes.
WBAI.
Yes.
Sorry. Coleman votes yes. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Seeker, KPFA.
Nope.
Edward Seeker votes no. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn, KPFA, votes no. Lane Ewart. Mark, KPFP.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina. Norman, WPFW?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Levine, WVQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFT.
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts, WBAI. Did not hear you.
She said she abstained.
Roberts abstained. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstained.
Tucker abstained. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Come back to me after you have a...
Pass. Francesca, Burden, Jim Brown, Steve Brown, Lane Hewitt, Medina, Rabin, Margie, you're up. Oh, well, you're chairing, sorry. All right, so we have seven yes, four no, two abstain. We have 14 present, so that would be nine. Two-thirds.
Point of order. It's not two-thirds of those present. It's two-thirds of those voting.
Exactly.
Motion fails.
Two-thirds of those votes.
Voting. Well, it's 7-4-2, but the chair has not voted. Chair, do you wish?
Yeah, I'm going to vote no.
Wilkinson votes no. So it's 7-5-2. This fails.
All right, so we're going to vote on whatever's before us now. I think, let's see. Oh, Lord, help me. Serene's motion to eliminate the special order of business, I think, is up now. Am I right?
No, her motion is out of order.
Her motion is out of order.
It was moving the coordinating committee as the first committee.
Okay, so that's what's before us. Are there any objections to moving the coordinating committee to the beginning of committee reports?
No, point of order. The first vote is on Serene's amendment to set a time limit for that item.
Oh, okay. So Serene's motion is to allow 10 minutes for the coordinating committee report. Is that?
And 25 for the election committee.
Okay, so you're amending the agenda at 25 for the election?
I'm sorry?
To change the election committee from 20 to 25 and to move the coordinate and to establish a time limit for the coordinating committee report for 10 minutes. Is that correct?
Well, there is no separate allocation for the committee reports. It just has a block 20 minutes for the two election motions and coordinating.
Right, right.
So I'm assigning 10 to coordinating and 25 to elections. The BAI-LSB already has its own 15 minutes, which is item C in that section.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right, fine. Okay, all right.
Is there a second?
Is there a second to Serene's motion? Are there any... Oh, no second? Okay, sorry. Okay, so that one's gone. Now we're dealing with... Lydia's motion to move the coordinating committee report to the beginning of committee reports. Are there any objections?
I'm sorry. Point of order.
Yes. Go ahead.
I made the motion and we discussed it. Are you saying that there was no second at the time?
Well, I don't know. Oh, okay. Okay. Adriana says she seconded. Okay, so now we need to vote.
Otherwise, you couldn't have been discussing it.
You're right. Okay. Now we need to vote on the...
Mark information.
Yes. Robert, what is your question?
Does the item for the coordinating committee require action by the board?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. On Serene's motion to allot 25 minutes to the elections committee report and 10 minutes to the coordinating committee report. Are there any objections to that motion? Thank you. Hearing none, we will move on to the next motion, which is to move the coordinating committee report to the beginning of committee reports. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, on the last, I think, item before us is to approve the agenda as amended. Is that correct? Anybody think I'm wrong on that matter? Okay, good. So now we're going to approve the agenda as amended. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended? Great. Okay, moving right ahead. The next item on the agenda is minutes approval. Janet?
Yes, I'm sorry. I do not have minutes.
Okay. All right. So there are no minutes to be approved. Is that correct? Wonderful.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And the next item on the agenda is the IED report, and the only item I'm going to report on is the that we have received a letter of resignation from our CFO, Raul Salvador, who needs to move on and deal with other things. And I just want to extend my appreciation to him for the work that he has done over the last 2 years, which have has greatly improved the situation of the financial records in the National Office, and this is something that I know from personal experience. And so, Raul, thank you very much for all your hard work, and we're sorry to see you go. I have nothing else under my report. Does anybody want to ask any questions?
Tony for the stack.
Okay.
And Pete for the stack.
Okay, so we have 5 minutes on this item. Benito and Tony and Pete. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, I'd like to appreciate it if I started applauding not Raul's resignation, but Margie's thank you for his services. I would like, so in lieu of prepping for the work of Quinn by Raul, I'm no noise, but I'm just going to say, I'm going to second exactly what Margie said. I appreciate the work that her has done. And I would thank you for staying in here all this despite the continual daily. That's been subjected to time and again for all this that he's been working here. I'm almost finished.
Okay.
If anything, it's a miracle he ain't put this joint yet.
Okay. It's almost impossible to understand you because your phone is breaking up. But
Anna Kay, point of information.
Okay. Yes.
I'm just wondering if Raul might want to say a word or two.
Sure, I'll ask him. Somebody's keeping track of this. We got 5 minutes. Pete.
3 minutes remaining.
Three minutes remaining. Go ahead.
I think Tony was next. I'm after Tony.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Tony's next. Go ahead, Tony.
I just want to quickly extend my commendations to Raul and the work that he's done. And also, a lot of people don't know a lot of the work that he's done with the station. He did a lot with us at WPFW in terms of the behind-the-scenes stuff with numbers in terms of getting out new lease and a lot of stuff he's done with Pacifica as a whole. So I think all of the accusations that are floating out there were totally unfounded and misinformation, but I want to extend a great, great amount of applause and the work that he's done behind the scenes since he's been CFO. And I wish him the best of luck.
Okay.
Pete. Alan for the stack?
Hold on a second. Pete.
Thanks, Margie. Yeah, I just want to echo what Cohen said. We're going to obviously, we got an LSB meeting next week, and we'll announce it, and I'm sure people are going to be quite upset because dealing with Raul has been a real pleasure. He's a real professional, And whoever gets him next is going to be very lucky. And I wish that we realized how lucky we were. And I worry, I'm glad for Ralph personally not to deal with all the attacks that, that should not come with doing a stand-up job. But I worry for Pacifica. If we continue on this path of discarding people who are serious, then we are in real jeopardy. So it's just on Raul. He's an outstanding individual and a real professional. And it's a privilege to work with him. And I wish him the best.
Okay, Teresa, and then I'm going to call on Raul if he wants to speak. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yes, I'm very happy for everyone who has had good experiences with Raul. I hope that before he leaves, he can give information as to the over $200,000 that he says that KPFT owes. I would like some specifics on that. Because, I mean, I don't think, it doesn't feel very good standing here with kind of egg on my face when, you know, it was just popped on us, popped on our general manager, oh, you owe this money, whereas we hadn't been told, and we still haven't had it explained to us why all of a sudden we owe money over the course of many years. So
okay.
I hope that before he leaves, we can get that information, and then maybe I would have a better impression of his work.
Okay.
We're at time on this
so out of order.
We're out of time on this matter. I'm going to ask Raul if he wants to say anything, and then we're going to move on. Go ahead, Raul. Raul, do you want to?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, just real quick to answer Teresa. Teresa, you should refer to your general manager, and it was not $200,000, it was $500,000, and that was accumulated over 12 years, and the change from last year was only $55,000, and that was explained many, many times. I'm sorry that you were not able to get that information, but you should refer to your general manager. And I really do appreciate everybody. I think now that the composition of this board is very diligent, and I would say that there is hope for Pacifica. And unfortunately, this is the time for me to move on and take care of my personal and family priorities at this point. And I believe that Pacifica is something to treasure, and I think that I would be continuously look for Pacifica and see the progress, and I would be open to helping out as much as I can to pursue this. Like I said, I will not I will relinquish a lot of information to whoever is to the new executive director, and we are generating a list of information that are pending matters. And I'd like to appreciate the support of the majority of this board, from whom I really was able to accomplish a lot. Obviously, there's not in every organization, there's a lot of negativity, but I think that's overcome, and I think the Pacifica is ready to move on, and I really entrust the new PNB to move forward and do what it's doing right now. And I thank you all, and hopefully I wish everything is going to go up, and I'll be behind you guys. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we've reached time on this item, so now we are going to move on to the CPB authorization resolution, which was attached to the minutes. This has to do with the changes in leadership here. We have to change our we did a CPB authorization resolution not very long ago. And now we have to replace those people. It's Appendix A to the agenda, and I would ask that someone move its adoption.
Brian, so moved.
Thank you.
Janet K., may I read it?
Yes, please, Janet, go ahead.
Janet,
okay. It's on the agenda, not the minutes. Okay. CPB authorization resolution, effective May 16, 2015, the Pacifica National Board designates its chair, Lydia Bazan, its corporation, Shore Public Broadcasting licensee official. Effective May 11, 2015, the PNB designates its executive director, John M. Profit, its CPB head of grantee.
That's okay. It. All right, and this is language that the CPB requires of us. Is there a second to the motion? Did I get a second when Brian made the motion? Is there a second?
Adriana.
Thank you. Okay. And so is there any discussion on this item? Any objections?
This is Teresa Allen. I have a question.
Point of information, George.
Okay, Teresa and then George. Go ahead, Teresa.
Earlier this week or today or yesterday, it didn't have Lydia's name on it, right? We were sent something with someone else's name on it?
Yeah, but it turns out that he is already something else. He's already...
Janet Kay, may I address that?
Please,
because I was the one who changed it.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, so... The language that was in the original draft agenda was incorrect, and it was wrong, basically.
It was an employee.
What had been stated, yeah. So it was corrected in this revised agenda.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay. And George, what's your question?
Would someone just describe briefly what the duties and responsibilities of those two positions are?
Raul, can you do that for us?
Sure. The CPB requires three security categories in signing on to their ISIS website. And the people that can access have different level of security and level of information that they can enter and level of information that they can access. So the first one is the head of grantee. The head of grantee is the head of the organization that will certify any reports, combined reports or station reports to be submitted to the CPB. One of them is the AFRs. The AFR would be certified by the head of grantee. The second, after the grant administrator, who is Efren Yarinas, who is our controller, who would be entering the financial information into the ISIS website, and he will sign up as grant administrator, who would be providing that information to the CPB and submitting it for each of the radio stations. So that's the grant administrator. A grant administrator will also be able to designate and assign other security responsibilities to access the website. So that's the job of the grant administrator. Every organization will have three people that can serve in the grant administrator's security group. And for each of the station, the three right now as we stand, the three grant administrator would be the station's general manager, Otis McClay, and the controller. And then the head of grantee is the executive director. And the licensee official is another title that we will often use and will be informed of everything that's going on in the CPB website. And that licensee official will also be required at times to submit some reports, but not necessarily a regular report, but they will be informed of anything or request information. But at this point, the licensee official is just an official that was assigned. If there are any other signatures that needs to be signed, it's going to be signed, countersigned by a licensee official. There is a fourth category that is for the independent accountant. The AFRs, the annual financial reports that we submit to the group, to the CPB, will also be signed and certified by the independent accountant, who is Armenino. So once we do the Efren or the controller inputs the information, the head of grantee signs off of that, and then the independent accountant will review the information, make sure that it's coincide with the audited numbers, and certify it online as well. So those are your three major security groups. There are minor security groups, which is the SAS administrators, who would be the staff at the radio station who would provide also input information and about their personnel, about the profile, about the technical information, everything about the station. They'll be able to update the information from year to year. There are also other information or reports that are being sent by the station on an annual basis, and that would either be done by the SAS administrator or the grants administrator through the general manager, and that's it.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're at time, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any objections to this motion? Hearing none, so ordered. The next order of business is the special order of business, the vote on the bylaws amendments. And we've scheduled on our agenda. Somebody needs to mute. We've scheduled 30 minutes for this. And I believe Lydia is going to present at least one of them. Lydia?
Adriana?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Adriana?
Oh, I'm sorry, Adriana, yes?
Yes, I want to postpone or table, I don't know what is the right term, to the in-person meeting.
Okay.
The vote in the bylaw amendment.
Okay, so you're making a motion to postpone this item to I don't know how
the in-person meeting.
Someone will correct me. Can you postpone it to a specific meeting? Is that correct?
Yes, that's the only way to postpone.
That's the only way to postpone. Okay, so.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, Adriana has made a motion to postpone the approval of the bylaws amendments to the in-person meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. So I heard several.
I'm sorry, could I have a name of somebody who's
well,
second?
The last person I heard was
Robert.
Mark. Okay, postponed to in-person. Okay. All right, so, and is a motion to postpone, I take it, is debatable. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so here we go. And I heard Lydia, and does anyone else want to be on the stack? Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, so the problem that I have with that is that, number one, we have approved two possible bylaws amendment cycles, and what happens if we postpone it is that, which is allowable. There's no question about it in my mind. I wish we wouldn't have, in fact, specified a particular date for it. We haven't in other occasions. However, what it does is, because the LSBs only meet once a month, and they often are not aware, and they have other priorities perhaps in the first couple of months or whatever, and summer is coming up, if we wait until June, and then they are out of the timeline that was announced, which I believe is in this bylaws amendment, everybody would have to vote for it in July, and that's highly unlikely. It's why we extended the period of time for LSBs to vote to begin with, and we keep going through this. This is like a recyclable. I mean, if they fail tonight, then at least we have a second cycle that we can start. You know, we can announce it at our next PMB meeting in 2 weeks, if we have one. And so then it would start like a new cycle. If you're opposed to the bylaws, just, you know, vote no, but let's not hang up the LSBs if they are or are not going to have bylaws to vote on, because we all have to schedule special delegates meetings, not just LSB meetings. And we're doing a disservice to our LSBs. not to move on and not to keep to the schedule that we set up to begin with. So I say, let's just move on.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Lydia was arguing against the motion. She wants you to vote no.
May I motivate?
I apologize. Go ahead, Adriana. Yes, of course you may motivate.
Okay. Basically, we have so many things today that we cannot keep ahead, like, you know, like elections, like things that we need to vote now, the coordinating committee information, the committee's information. This will get us the whole time that we have, and that will be all. And I think that we can wait for this. And other business that are more important.
Okay.
George for the stack.
Janet Kay for the stack.
Okay, George and then Janet. Go ahead.
I'd like to amend this this motion to postpone till the next special meeting, which presumably will be in about 2 weeks.
All right. So that's an amendment. Is there a second to George's amendment?
Second.
Okay. So now we're discussing the amendment. This is, and the only thing you should be speaking to is the question of postponing to the next special meeting rather than...
Can I speak for my amendment?
Yes, I'm going to call on you. Go ahead, George.
I'm sensitive to what Lydia is saying about we need to get this done, at least clear the decks if we're going to have another one. But I'm also sensitive to we never vote on these things. We're always postponing it. It's been very difficult to get a vote. And I would hope that people would show up for the next meeting. I don't want to postpone it any further, but I would like to give it a fair shot. So that's the reason for my moving to make it to the next meeting.
Okay.
And this is Leah, and I support that.
Information, Brian?
Janet Kay.
Hold on a second. Brian and then Janet. Go ahead, Brian.
Janet, I was after George. I was actually before George.
Oh, I apologize.
Point of information interrupts.
I apologize for shouting out.
Okay. Really, Lydia. Okay, hold on a second. You want to be on the speakers list, Janet?
Janet, yes.
Okay, I'm calling on Brian for a point of information. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay.
Is George's motion to schedule a meeting for May 21st in order to consider these bylaw amendments then?
That wasn't the motion. It was to do it at the next meeting. I suggest it was probably in that time. But I would certainly, if I have the floor and if I can amend my own motion, I would amend it to schedule the meeting for that purpose, yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay.
Or accept it as a friendly amendment, if you wish.
What do I do with that? George is suggesting that we agree that the next meeting would be on the 21st, which I think when the coordinating committee, I think, has already scheduled a meeting, and that meeting take up the bylaws amendments. That's your motion, right, George?
Yes, it needs a second, but that is my motion. I think we can probably move the coordinating committee more easily than.
Okay, is there a second for George's motion?
Lydia,
which motion is this?
Okay, so this is George's new motion. I'm not going to get all technical on you here. It's a motion that we schedule a meeting for May 21st to take up the bylaws amendment, basically.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Serene. What is your question?
Sorry, was there a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Lydia,
okay.
Second.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
Okay.
Lydia has a point of information.
What is your question, Lydia?
So my question is, did George intend that that's the only agenda item for that meeting, in which case?
Oh.
What?
He said no. He said no.
Dude.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's the motion before us. Is there any further discussion on the motion?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so there are all kinds of dependencies when it comes to the bylaws process. And The reason for postponing it, I would imagine, is people think that more board members should be present. There's no guarantee that any more board members would be present at a meeting on May 21st. I'm wondering also about what the stations might have to do or not do, have to do with their announcements. And I know that KPFA, the LSB meeting in is this Saturday, and this was going to be taken up this Saturday. And there is no LSB meeting in June for KPFA. So the earliest would be July. I don't know if that would fit into that, the timeline, the appropriate timeline. I can't see why we should postpone this. I think we should do it. This is the reason why this particular meeting is happening. This is the special business of this meeting.
Thank you. Okay, are there any other speakers on this motion?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I don't know if it's a point of information, but we have a coordinated committee for that exact day. And I think that it's very important because we are in the final stages of coordinating the in-person meeting. I don't know how can we back that. It's a question. I don't have...
Okay. I think the motion is before us. People understand the complications. Are there any further speakers on the motion?
This is
point
Tony.
Of information.
Tony.
Okay. What is your point of information, Janet?
Just that, from what I can tell, we have two amendments or two motions. One is to postpone, and the other is an amendment to that.
No, I let George make that one motion. So it's one motion now, and it was seconded by Lydia, that we set a meeting for the 21st to discuss the...
No, it's my motion originally.
Oh.
Well, but
George made
no,
a substitute. George made a substitute motion,
yes.
Right? George made a substitute motion, which we have to take up before we can take up the main motion. So
right. The
substitute motion is to schedule a meeting for the 21st to discuss the bylaws amendments. We know it conflicts with the coordinating committee meeting. On that, that's the motion before us, and I'm going to ask people to vote on that motion now. So those, let me hear if there are any, if there are objections to that motion. I think there are.
Well, this is Tony. I was...
I'm sorry, Tony. You were trying to get the floor. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, yeah, we have a coordinating committee on the 21st, but I would be in favor of moving it to the 21st, this meeting, because I think we need to get more deliberations to these bylaws and more time. So it may be possible we can put that coordinating committee members meeting. I'll have to check with the members for that following Thursday, the 28th, but I don't know, but we'll have to check. So I wouldn't have a problem if we can coordinate that and move it to the PMD meeting on the 21st.
Okay. Any more speakers on this motion? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to come to a vote. Are there objections to the motion?
Yes.
Okay, then let's please call the roll, Madam Secretary.
Alan, KPFT. Agueta. Burden. Razan.
Oh, yes.
Razan votes yes. Jim Brown. Steve Brown. Kasnave.
No.
Kasnave votes no. Coleman. Coleman. Diaz. Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
Edwards Tiekert abstain. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Coven. Sorry? Oh, Fuentes, abstain. Sorry. Fuentes abstain. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart. Mark.
Mark abstains.
Mark abstains. Medina. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin? Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Okay. So, back Allen? Coleman?
Abstains. Can you hear me?
Okay. Coleman abstains. Langewart, Medina, Rabin. Okay. One moment. Let me count. I have 5 yes, 3 no, 4 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. That's 6 yes, 3 no, 4 abstain. This passes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now I think we need to vote on it as the main motion because it's a substitute. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so are there any objections to this motion?
Yes.
Okay, so call the roll, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we're calling, this was a substitute.
The George's motion was a
make it, as a main motion. Okay.
Right, we're voting on it as a main motion.
All right. Allen, Argueta, Burden, Razan.
Yes.
Razan votes yes. Jim Brown, Steve Brown, Cascade.
No.
Cascade votes no. Coleman.
Abstain.
Coleman abstains. Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Steekert.
Abstain.
Edward Steekert abstains. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart. Mark.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. One moment. Allen? All right. I have 6 yes, 4 no. 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I wish to vote yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. So that's 7-4-2.